Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis. I'm the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. And today we're talking about the living in a sacred feminine lifestyle and moving from patriarchal to partnership way of life. And that can mean sometimes we've got to get political to make this happen, according to my guest today. So what does that mean? It means get involved. Let's vote for people. Support people who consider the needs of women and children when important issues are discussed, not just lip service to family values. What is it they're really saying? We can no longer afford to sit passively as rights are being taken away or values not truly honored. We need to hold people accountable if they're in office and speak up for what it is we want for ourselves and others. What is the work they're really doing that will improve our lives? Not taken away from us by tax breaks for the rich or taken away Medicare and Social Security that will have harmful effects on the elderly. So take note of what's really happening and find truthful sources of information. I was listening to Obama talk. It was a couple of weeks ago, and he gave a speech on the Middle East and Africa, and he said, history shows that countries are more prosperous and more peaceful when women are empowered. And that's why we will continue to insist that universal rights apply to women as well as men by focusing assistance on child and maternal health, by helping women to teach or start a business, by standing up for the rights of women to have their voices heard and to run for office. The region, and he's referring to the Middle East and Africa, will never reach its full potential when more than half of its population is prevented from achieving their full potential. So my guest today is Karen Tate, and for over two decades, Karen's work has been fueled by her intense interest and passion for travel, comparative religions, ancient cultures, and goddess spirituality, and the resurging interest in the rise of the feminine consciousness. An independent scholar, speaker, radio show host, published author, and sacred tour organizer, Karen's body of work blends her experiences of woman-centered multiculturalism evident in archaeology, anthropology, and mythology with her unique academic and literary talents and travel experience throughout the world. Her first book, Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations, has garnered prestigious endorsements, while her second book, Walking an Ancient Path, Rebirthing Goddess on Planet Earth, was a finalist in the National Best Books of 2008 Awards. She hosts her own radio show, Voices of the Sacred Feminine, considered a treasure trove of insight and wisdom for our time. Her work includes writing, producing, and consulting on projects which can bring the ideals and awareness of the sacred feminine into the mainstream world through television and film. Karen spends much of her time giving interviews, teaching, and lecturing at private and public educational and spiritual institutions, temples, and churches. Reverend Tate recently received a doctorate from Ocean Seminary College. Her published articles have appeared in both domestic and international publications since 1995, and she is currently a contributing writer to Sacred History Magazine, Mystic Pop, Circle News, the Beltane Papers, and other domestic and international print and online magazines. Karen is the Los Angeles Women's and Goddess Spirituality columnist for The Examiner, and her website is www.karentate.com. And our topic today is living the sacred feminine lifestyle from patriarchy to partnership. So welcome, Karen.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So I'm detecting an accent. I think you told me you're from New Orleans.
That's right. I'm from the Big Easy, as so many people call it, the home of Mardi Gras and beignets and crawfish boils.
Oh, yes. I was there for Mardi Gras 1 year and had those beignets. Those are lovely. So you call yourself an advocate for the goddess, and what is that? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's meant different things to me at different points in my life. When I first discovered the sacred feminine, or goddess, or divine feminine, I sort of use those terms interchangeably, it meant that I was discovering a feminine face of God out there. So many of us that grow up in a Judeo-Christian culture, grow up being taught that man was created in God's image. And that sort of sets up gender disparity. And when I realized that goddess had been worshipped for 40,000 years, long before male god, it really opened up a totally new horizon for me, which started on a personal level. Because when women realize that they too are created in, the face of the divine, the face of goddess, puts them on par with men. It doesn't allow, it doesn't allow for gender discrimination like we have so much of in society. So first it's personal, and then you start to look at the different goddesses across the globe, because they are across the globe in living tradition still today. You see all the different archetypes that women can use as role models to be the best that they can be. And then you also then begin to take it outside yourself, outside your immediate community, and you see what the ideals of the sacred feminine can mean for meaningful social transformation to a more caring culture of partnership rather than patriarchy and domination that so many of us are suffering from today.
Yes, and I was looking at it. I pulled something from your website. It said, today's divine feminine movement is not your mother's feminist movement. And let's talk about that a little bit, because that word feminist has such a connotation with it and reaction. People still react to that word, and yet they were the forefront of this movement. And yet I'm kind of agreeing with you. I think we're moving into a new kind of movement that includes, embraces the feminine versus, back in the feminist days in the 70s, there was kind of a rejection of the feminine traits. We had to be
more like a man. First of all, let's start by saying absolutely the word feminist needs to be rehabilitated. And I think a lot of the reason it was demonized to begin with, is because of propaganda. Propaganda against change. Because let's face it, all feminists really wanted was equality. And what's wrong with that? You hear some people say, if women become feminists, then they turn into lesbians and they hate men and they don't want to be mothers and they hate their families. That's so ludicrous. That's such fear-mongering. That's so ignorant, because it couldn't be farther from the truth. Feminists want equality. Feminists want a caring culture. If women really stop to look at 80% of women retire in poverty, that white women still today make 80 cents on the dollar, 87 cents on the dollar for the same
job. I've heard even 70 cents.
Yeah, and if you're a black woman or a Hispanic woman, you make less. I mean, heaven forbid, what's wrong with wanting equality? And that's really what it's about. You look at what's going on in Europe, and Europe is so far ahead of us in so many ways. But yet, there are folks out there that say, oh, don't look at Europe. They're evil. Well, there's a 40% solution, they call it, in some European countries, where women have to be represented in the boardroom 40%. Here in the United States, even though we're more than 50% of the population, women, the statistic is there's only 17% of women's leadership in corporate America, academia, and in government. So So, you know, we, our voice is not represented out there. Things have changed a lot for women. Things have gotten better, but we still are not, in equal parts out there making the decisions that, that move us forward. So, you know, I think that's a big part of it. You know, it, we want equality, and having equality won't unravel the fabric of society. It would create a more caring culture, and that's what feminists want, a caring culture.
Yes, and bringing that divine feminine in there, too, it brings in that whole nature of that, the caring. I'm struck, I was thinking about when you're talking about statistics, I think also there's a reluctance for women to step into those leadership roles. You know, it's not just that we have to think that men have to give that to us, that, but women have to step, you know, run for office. They've got to become leaders and go for those positions in companies. And yes, there's still the glass ceiling and there's still battles to be made to move up in positions. And we have, you know, there's probably tons of stories of women trying to do that. But also I think there's an aspect of women needing to work towards that, to run for office, to get their leadership skills. I think there's kind of an aversion to wanting to do that, and for whatever reason, fear of being visible, fear of our voices being heard, which goes back to the days when we were really young and our voices weren't valued, so we were taught that. So we have to step up to the plate and become, train ourselves to be leaders and do what we need to do to get our voices stronger. Well, this is Christanis. We're talking to Karen Tate, and we have to take a break. We'll come back and talk to Karen in a moment.
The world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
And that's Lorraine Bayes singing our theme song at Woman of Wisdom. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. I'm talking with Karen Tate. Karen, can you give your contact information for our audience?
Sure. It's Karen Tate, 108 at ca.rr.com if you'd like to email me. But my website is KarenTate.com, K-A-R-E-N-T-A-T-E.
Okay, great. And she has a free downloadable meditation. Oh, there's a two or three on her website. If you just go to the Goddess Store page, you can get some meditations. So we are talking about women being leaders, and I'm also aware of, you know, that I think some people get afraid that women are in this movement, that they just want to go back to the old ways of the matriarchy and women being power, and that's not what we're talking about. And so how do we go about reinventing a new one but incorporating that ancient?
Well, yeah, I mean, some people fear, men in particular, that, you know, that when feminists start talking, or women's advocates or goddess advocates start talking, we really want to just flip the table over and become patriarchy in a skirt, and we want to rule the world and subjugate men. Well, that's not it at all. We want a partnership, a real partnership, and we have not had that is the problem. You know, we have not been running the world and our cultures with both genders in equality. Quality. And that's really all we're talking about. We want just simply quality. But, you know, there are some scholars out there who have studied matriarchal cultures. Some still exist today. And they do have some values that are very important. You know, they value maternal values. They value nurturing. Children and women are at the center of society rather than on the fringes like they are in so many cultures. You know, where they end up not having health care, not having education, not even having clean water to drink. So, you know, what we're talking about is, you know, doing what people have done all, you know, for all of humankind. You know, we can cherry pick some good ideas from the past and incorporate them into the future. There's, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Right. And you talk publicly about sacred feminine as a means of social transformation. You know, wanting humankind to use those values towards a more sustainable future. So how can we do that?
Well, first of all, we have to recognize that there's inequality, and inequality is not is sustainable, and it's not even fair. It's not moral. I mean, Jimmy Carter just left the church not that long ago because he said the Bible discriminated against women. You know, we need more courageous people like him, willing to say and how women are discriminated against in culture out there, so that it raises people's awareness. Because you know, I don't think it was ever intended that you know, this inequity of between the genders be the case. You know, I like to think of God and Goddess, you know, in their rocking chairs up there in heaven, you know, holding hands, and maybe God scratches his head and he says to his wife, Goddess, you know, why did our children ever divorce us? What were they thinking? Well, you know, that's just man-made dogma. And, you know, we really have to, you know, get over that. Because, you know, women bring so much to the equation. You know, right now in our patriarchal culture, what we're dealing with is domination. We're dealing with the survival of the fittest. You know, we have the haves at the top of the pyramid that are pulling all the strings. You know, they're the puppet masters. They control everything. And, you know, we're, and you have the rest of us at the base of the pyramid, sort of cogs in the wheel that are at the mercy of the few at the top. I mean, look what's happening in our culture here in the United States, in our politics. A very few people hold all the wealth, and our middle class is disappearing. Well, you know, goddess ideals, you know, that's, you know, if you talk about goddess ideals, that's, you know, that's not something that should be going on. You know, goddess is about abundance. She's about fairness, justice, equality. And, you know, this sort of structure that's in place, this structure of inequity, would not do. You know, goddess is about, you know, is for everyone. It's about for the have-nots as well. So we all can have joy and abundance and, you know, the possibility for wonderful, fulfilling lives.
Yes, and that's our birthright. You know, we everyone deserves that. And denying, you know, in essence, what you're saying is denying the goddess at the cost of humanity. There's so many costs in that.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, if we had come up the last few thousand years with a goddess at the center alongside God, the divine feminine and sacred masculine side by side, you have to ask yourself, would we have domestic violence, female genital mutilation, sex trafficking, infanticide, bride burning, you know, this, you know, unequal pay, you know, would we, you know, have to deal with, you know, all of these things that subject women. I mean, women in the Middle East, you know, if they are raped, they can be stoned to death because the shame they bring to the family because they were raped. You know, we women here in the United States, you know, in some Christian cultures, they're told that they can divorce their husband if they're abandoned or the husband commits adultery, but not if they're abused. Well, what kind of a message does that send some women? To be a good Christian woman, you have to, you know, you have to accept abuse. You know, there's, and you have, you know, some, you know, Christian groups where, you know, women can't be leaders. You know, I had a lovely woman from Texas call me once and said, oh, they get so excited when it's time to have, you know, coffee time with the minister because that's when they get to tell him all their wonderful ideas. And if he thinks some of their ideas are good, well, maybe some of them will get implemented. Well, you know, I'm saying women, let's put ourselves in leadership roles so we don't have to rely on whispering in some guy's ear, you know, to get something done. You know, we have to get out there ourselves and make a difference. And I think part of that is supporting one another. But it's, I think it's very important to say it doesn't mean supporting any woman. This isn't about the genitals, ladies. This is about women who perpetuate ideas of a caring culture, not women who perpetuate ideas that just sort of protect the status quo, protect the patriarchy, that which really, you know, oppresses women. We can't be complicit in our discrimination or our oppression. We really can't.
Yes, and that's important to note. But I too, women need to know to support women. I mean, just support your friends, support your people that you know that are going into business. A lot of women are leaving, you know, corporate world and creating their own businesses. In fact, more businesses are owned by women, more than 50%, and more women are creating, developing new businesses, and we need to support them, patronize the businesses, find out what your friends are doing, support what they're doing instead of this competitive mode that we sometimes get into.
Absolutely. And I mean, I believe that some of the things that are going to move us forward is not just secular law, but you can also look at goddess theology. And what you just said, you know, sort of segues into that. You look at the myth of the goddesses Persephone and Demeter. Well, you know, that myth shows a strong bond between mothers and daughters. Well, you know, we're all mothers and daughters to a certain extent. And if you extrapolate that forward, then that's, you know, that's saying let's have good relationships among women instead of, you know, sometimes what we run into, you know, where there's this backbiting and competition that sort of prevents a nurturing environment for a woman to succeed. You know, we should be happy when our sisters succeed. We should be there, you know, cheering her on.
Yes, and I maintain that we all have, yes, some of that competition comes from the fear of, well, if somebody else is doing that, there's not room for me. And we all have our gifts. We have our unique gifts. So there's many authors out there, many authors on the Divine Feminine. And if I was to have not written my book, it wouldn't have touched people that have written me because I speak a certain voice. I have my unique gifts. And you have the same thing. You've written, you have your books on the Sacred Feminine. And there's room for both. There's room for all of us because we bring our unique voice.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one thing I always tell women is, you know what, don't wait to do something until you think you can be perfect at it. You know, there's such a thing as on-the-job training. And don't think that there are other people out there that can do it better than you, so you shouldn't do it. You know, it's going to take all of us. We all need to be out there making this happen. So if you have an idea, if there's something you want to do, whether it's, you know, a book circle or you know, running for office or whatever it is, you know, just go out there and do it and don't hold yourself back because you're afraid you're not going to be good enough.
Yeah, and there is that perfection. I had a dream that pointed that out to me. It was like trying to make it perfect before I put it out there, and everybody else was already out there in this dream, and it was kind of like, oh, okay, I get it, you know, and I'm actually... I just started a new business, and it came to me from doing something with a group of people and realizing, oh, this is one of my gifts, and I've really been doing it for 20 years. So I've created it. I got my domain of Chrysalis Leadership, and I'm going to be doing some facilitating of creating the collaborative model of leadership. So that's my effort. You know, I'm bringing that to organizations and companies that are looking for that, for a new way of leading. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We're talking to Karen Tate, and we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit egyptiscalling.com. That's egyptiscalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Pray, pray like a woman. Pray, pray like a woman. Every day, hey, hey, pray like a woman.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Stanis on Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bays again singing Pray Like a Woman. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. And you can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And there's some great songs of women singers that have been part of Woman of Wisdom for many years. It's a very inspirational CD. So we're talking to Karen Tate. And Karen, I want to talk about, you have two books out, and your most recent, Walking an Ancient Path. You share, it's a very personal story, and you share your, you know, it's a lot of emotional honesty of how, what you went through, feeling alone, lost, abandoned, feel like quitting. You know, what's the cause of that? Why did you felt betrayed and unsupported, or?
Well, you sometimes you get into communities and you're surrounded by toxic people. And, or what we were just talking about in the last segment, you know, you're surrounded by people who maybe have a problem with, sharing leadership. And that's what, you know, goddess spirituality is about. You know, nurturing one another, supporting one another, sharing leadership. And, sometimes that doesn't really exist in communities. And, it's a long story, and you know, I'll have to just, you know, sort of say that I realized for me it was better to walk away from that type of community, you know, even if I had a big investment, you know, in time and money and you know, emotion, walk away from an unhealthy environment, and even if it meant going alone for a while. And that's sort of what I did. You know, I had the courage to sort of step back and reassess. But I have to tell you, everything happens to us for a reason, the good stuff and the bad stuff. And in hindsight, I've come to realize that a lot of the people that devalued me, that made my life miserable, that gave me the most pain, you know, I look at them now as my teachers. Because if I hadn't, you know, walked through that fire, then I might not have become the woman I am today. I think that experience really helped me define who I was. It helped teach me what was important to me as a person, what I was looking for in a community, and what I wouldn't be able to live with in a community. You know, it taught me tenacity, strength. And it also sort of changed my direction. I think sometimes when things happen to us in life, it's because we're supposed to take a detour. Maybe that's not supposed to be where we're meant to be spending our time. So I've really come to understand that when we run into these things sometimes, you know, all we can do is do our best. But if it looks like it's a no-win situation, or it's not feeding you, it's not nourishing you, in fact, it's maybe just the opposite, then it's time to move on and see, you know, close one door and see what window's opening, you know. You know, there's really a lot of truth in these, you know, these old sayings. And I really do believe that there was a silver lining in the cloud of what I went through. And these women were teachers that taught me a lot about goddess, but they taught me things I didn't go to class for specifically, you know what I mean? And it really helped me shape who I became. And had I not gone through that adversity, I may not have accomplished all I'm accomplishing now. So I thank them for the misery I was in.
In the moment, that's not so easy to do. Like you say, it's hindsight. And something that can be how you get through it, to realize through your tears, like, what I do is like, okay, I know there's a silver lining at the end of this. I know from past experience, I'm going to feel better when I get through this, and that helps me get through it.
Well, and honestly, Chris, I didn't know when I was going through it there was going to be a silver lining. You know, I didn't believe that. It was just, abject misery. But that was part of the lesson, too. You know, that was part of the lesson, too. And that, you know, these things sometimes happen because we're not where we're supposed to be, because we have to switch directions. We're meant to switch directions.
Yeah, and it's important to recognize when that is happening, when it's not working for you anymore. Sometimes we stay too long. And we try to make it work, and it's kind of like hitting your head against the wall. We try to fit, you know, we're round, trying to fit into a square hole, or I guess probably a square would not fit into a round, but whatever it is.
Yeah, I really don't think I would have grown, and I would have done all the things that I've done since that happened if I hadn't left. I really would not have. So I see this was really, you know, leaving was my destiny.
Yes. And so I just want the audience to hear that. If you're in that position, to make an assessment, you know, take stock of where you're at, and is it serving you? Is it feeding you still? Is it where you need to be? Do you need to make a change? I think that's really important for a woman particularly to listen to their heart in that too.
Yeah, because you know what? You're better alone than being in a toxic environment. You really are. And that's what I had to look at. You know, was I going to walk away from this community and be alone? And it turned out, you know, after some soul searching, I started a nonprofit organization and I did a lot of things, but I had to be willing to be alone for a while, and realize that it was really better and healthier to be alone than be in a toxic environment.
Yes, and I want to move on to your second book, Sacred Place. Well, it's your first book, Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations. And it's more than a travel book. So it's about Encyclopedia of Goddess and visiting sacred sites. And I imagine there's some great stories in there because you've traveled to all these sites.
It's about 75% of them. Well, here's the way it works. The Sacred Places of Goddess book tells you about all the different sacred places of Goddess across the world. Because believe it or not, you know, some of your listeners might not realize it, they are all over the world. And so I talk about all the different, faces of Goddess across continents and cultures. I talk about why sacred pilgrimage is important. Talk about, different aspects of Goddess spirituality as well, in that book, you know, in side panels, and, also talk about environmentalism a little bit as we travel from continent to continent. You know, there are little blurbs on, well, you know, what animal might be endangered in this area. But my first book, the Walking in Ancient Path book, because that's more of a personal account, in the earth section of that book, because it's divided into the four elements, in the earth section of that book is where I talk about our personal experiences of actually going on sacred pilgrimage and what happened. So one is sort of a how-to, you know, it's the encyclopedia of where they are, who's the goddess, why she's important. And then the other book, Walking an Ancient Path, well, that's the personal account of the magical experiences that maybe happened and where we went and what we did and what people that were with me experienced. They're bookends.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, and let's talk about taking a pilgrimage. It's kind of an ancient, it's something people used to do. I mean, you think of, in some religions, they still do it. People, you know, going to Mecca but it's kind of lost in the contemporary Western religions.
Well, yes and no. To a certain extent, maybe it's lost in the West, but you think, you know, Christians still go back to Jerusalem, Jews go back to Jerusalem, those pilgrimages, you know, Muslims go to Mecca. There are people who do pilgrimage in Japan, in India, and goddess advocates do pilgrimage. You know, they go back to these sacred sites. And, you know, we call it purposeful travel today. You know, people want to connect to something bigger than themselves. You know, maybe they want to go back to a place because they want to curry favor with their deity or connect with their ancestral roots or find healing, you know, for their body, for maybe their mind or their spirit. I know for goddess advocates, you know, they want to go back to these ancient sites of goddess. It sort of helps them re-remember and validate, you know, these parts of the world where goddess was at the center of the world in these ancient times. You know, you go back to these wonderful museums like the British Museum or the Louvre. You go to these archaeological sites, and you know, you when you're standing there in these places or in front of these artifacts, well, you know, then it's undeniable. Goddess was worshipped 40,000 years ago. It's right there in the glass case in front of you.
Yes, and you lead tours. I think there's something too said about going with a group and having. So you're going to those sacred sites, and particularly, let's say, the goddess sites. Who going back to time where people were in that community, they communed together. They were in a probably worked in a more circle model. What we're trying, I've been working on, and I do in my organization, of circle leadership. And so, going with a group, you kind of get to experience that sense of being in a community, being in that spiritual sacred place in a circle.
Yeah, you really do, because when you go on these trips like this, you know, and I'll use, you know, goddess advocates as an example, you know, you're all of like mind, you know, and you go there in these sacred places and, you know, you do ritual together, you might do dream incubations and discuss your dreams, you know, maybe signs you might see along the journey. I mean, sometimes these trips are really potent for personal transformation, and it, and a lot of times they're a lot more powerful if you're with people who have a similar interest as you, as opposed to, you know, going by yourself or, you know, going with a group who, you know, it has no personal connection to these sites. You know, it's just, you know, your average curious tourist.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was when I traveled around the world 20 years ago. I went to some of these places, but, you know, I wasn't aware of the importance of them. I was fascinated, and it was a lot of great information, and I enjoyed going, and it'd be great to go now with a whole different mindset, because it is different when you go with the sense of a pilgrimage sense of doing that. Well, and I just want to let people know that Karen has a tour coming up, I believe, in Turkey this fall, and there's seats still available?
Yes, and it's for men and women to Turkey November for 2 weeks.
Okay, so they can go to her website to check that out. So this is Chris Stainis. We're talking to Karen Tate, and we'll be back in a moment.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Hey, welcome back. This is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women, and I'm talking to Karen Tate. So, Karen, I'm going to go for it, and we're going to talk about spirituality and politics, because that's something you really stress, that reconciling. A lot of times, you know, church and state has been kept so separate. We talk that way, but is it really? And where do we need to go with that?
Well, unfortunately, we see what's going on in politics today. And forgive me, Chris, I'm just going to be blunt. I don't think we can afford to sugarcoat things. We see such extreme right-wing agendas that are permeating our politics. I mean, since November, you know, the Republicans got into office saying that they were going to create jobs. Well, you know, I personally think their real MO is to not create jobs, to let the economy sort of stagnate and not help Obama create jobs, because they want the White House in 2012. And if the unemployment rate doesn't get better, well, everybody's going to blame Obama. I mean, all they've done since November, if you look across the country, if you're paying attention, they have put across 900 bills, and they're all aimed at taking away the rights of women. And we're not just talking about abortion rights. In some cases, like Alabama right now, contraception is being threatened. We have Republicans trying to take away unemployment insurance, minimum wage, trying to dissolve child labor laws, taking away the rights of workers. You know, these things have been in the right-wing playbook for 30 years, and because some of these extremists are in office now, we're seeing them actually as legislation. And this is dangerous. This is very dangerous. And I think, if, you know, you're a busy woman out there and you haven't had a chance to pay attention to what's going on, don't think the Republicans that in office, you know, today, or your moderate Republicans like maybe your dad voted for, because there are some, you know, dangerous things on the horizon, and they're not good for women, they're not good for children, they're not good for the poor, they're not good for education. We have had such an incredible redistribution of wealth to the rich over the last 10 years. And anybody out there struggling to find work, you know, our jobs are being outsourced, and CEOs of these companies outsourcing the jobs are making 350 times more than their workers. You know what, I talk about reconciling our politics and our spirituality. Well, if you're a goddess advocate, you don't support these sorts of measures that are hurting so many people, that are causing the middle class to disintegrate, that are, I mean, you know, health care, for instance. I mean, healthcare should not be a for-profit industry. I mean, what are they going to do with, you know, with people when these Medicare vouchers run out? Are they going to just let them go die under a bridge? Are they going to, you know, turn people into Soylent Green? I mean, seriously, instead of, you know, kneeling at the feet of Ayn Rand, these Republicans really should be thinking about what Jesus said about, you know, how to treat the poor. And it's sad what's going on today, and I think we really have to be aware. And goddess advocates are about partnership. They're about equality. They're about justice. And that's not what we're seeing going on in politics.
So what do we do?
Well, first of all, I think you really need to know that what you hear out of Fox News is right-wing propaganda. I mean, Fox News cannot even get into Canada because of the libel laws that Canada has. So you have to know that the information you're getting is accurate news and not, you know, just some slant of a particular party who's trying to get you to vote against your economic interests, because that's what a lot of people have been doing, unfortunately. I have Republican friends who haven't been paying attention, and when they wake up and they see what Republicans are doing across the country, they're appalled. And some of them have a hard time saying, oh my God, I can't vote for these people anymore. But, you know, Democrats are the only thing that stand in the way of us losing Medicare and Social Security and unemployment insurance and you know, environmental protections and, you know, Planned Parenthood. I mean, seriously, they want to gut all of these things so that they can give more tax cuts to the rich. And, you know, their big lie is, oh, tax cuts create jobs. Well, tax cuts have not been creating jobs for the last 10 years. They're not going to start creating jobs. You know, these people are hoarding the money that are getting these tax cuts. So you have to educate yourself. You have to know the issues. When you go into the voting booth, you have to know who you're voting for. And I think we're going to have to get out there and fight. You know, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about marching in the street. I'm talking about signing petitions, calling Congress people. You know, when immigration was on the agenda and people were outraged about immigration, they shut down the switchboard in Washington because so many people called in. Well, why are Americans not doing that right now? I think it's because Fox News has created this wedge issue, these wedge issues between people. And, you know, they have the private sector, you know, fighting the public sector, and, you know, they have us fighting each other instead of, you know, fighting for our rights, you know, fighting to protect what we've earned over the years, you know, fighting, you know, making them create jobs. So we really need to screw our heads on straight, you know, put aside racism, put aside bigotry, put aside religion, and fight for the future of the country, for equality and justice and whatever shape that takes, whether it be, you know, helping at your kid's school or helping your friends understand what's going on. Wherever you can, be active. Don't just sit back. You know, be active and help make the world a better place, whether you're helping at a woman's shelter or an animal shelter or, you know, you sign up for a political campaign and help them. There's so many ways out there you can volunteer, and we have to get involved. We can't be apathetic. We can't be complacent because, you know what, it will all slip away.
Yeah, so that's our ending message. You sometimes it can seem overwhelming and you don't know what to do, but you just can put your foot in the door one place and do what you can do and educate yourself, find out what media sources are giving the accurate information. So yeah, educate ourselves. So thank you, Karen, for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity to share all of this with folks.
Yes, so this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me at wow, W-O-W, at womenofwisdom.org. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. And you can purchase that book at our website, womenofwisdom.org. When you do that, it benefits Woman of Wisdom, and we are a nonprofit organization. Also, sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter and find out about our monthly events in Seattle and other interesting things to read. So I want to leave you with this thought today. What does the sacred feminine mean to you, and how can you embrace it in your life today? And what steps can you take to make changes in our society that will make a better world? Well, thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.